You might not realize it from the sound of things, but it's been quieter than usual here at the West Michigan Glass Arts Center. Since September, the center has closed to the public. It stopped all classes and private events. The only ones here are employees and artists who rent out studio time, like Philip Dawson and Alan Buell. They're making glass pumpkins for Halloween.
Okay, make the bit.
Tori Hollister is the Glass Arts Center's studio manager. She also teaches classes here.
Teaching beginners is my number one inspiration. So yeah, it's been difficult to not get that opportunity. Right now, I have not been blowing glass myself as much, and I'm trying to get back into blowing glass and making myself create artwork. But yeah, it's a little disillusioning, yeah.
From the outside looking in, closing to the public seems risky. One-third of the Glass Arts Center's revenue comes from classes and private events. But Glass Arts Center Board President Rebecca Chadwell says they just weren't making money.
If we would have continued on without closing through August through the end of the year, by the end of December, we would have been $160,000 in the hole.
As a result, Chadwell says they had to lay off several people, and they'll still be about $60,000 in debt at the end of the year. But she says closing until January will give the center time to rethink how they do business. Chadwell says there are several things that the Glass Arts Center needs to work on. One of them is making classes more accessible. The center has had to cancel countless workshops because no one showed up.
From what history shows us, the community would prefer to take classes on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Sundays. Our instructors would prefer to teach classes Monday through Thursday, maybe Friday. And so it wasn't, and that's not all of the instructors, but the majority of what was going on just wasn't mixing with what the community wanted.
Chadwell also says the classes they've been offering haven't encouraged people to come back. Many of them show people how to make a single item, like a glass bead or a pendant. People show up for the day, pay their money, make an item, and leave. Chadwell says that can be fun, but it doesn't teach people the skills they need to move forward in the art.
It's important to learn why you're doing what you're doing instead of just adding pretty color to something and then making a pumpkin. We want to build a community of people wanting to become better glass blowers or better fusers, and that's what I think the community wants. I think that they want a higher level of quality and the ability to actually learn a new skill.
So what should the Glass Arts Center be doing? Chadwell says they've called other glass arts centers around the country to help them figure that out. Places like Pilchuck Glass School, founded by the famous artist Dale Chihuly, as well as Pittsburgh Glass Center and Third Degree Glass Factory in St. Louis.
So we're bringing in those people who have either been through a restructure or have built something incredible, and that's going to be hopefully within the next 3 weeks. We're still trying to work on that date, but that's going to be an amazing experience to be able to pull from these people and maybe follow their lead and what they've done, what's been successful for them.
In the meantime, the Glass Arts Center is trying to raise $50,000 to pay for things like rent, employee salaries, and materials until the reopening in January. Chadwell says they're hoping to get $10,000 of that from a Kickstarter campaign. Some of the bigger donors can get a custom-made art piece from artists like Laura Donifer, whose work can sell for up to $35,000. The deadline is on Friday. You can find a link to the West Michigan Glass Kickstarter on our website.